This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Time to talk to our boy Barstool Nate, Eric, Nathan, Nate Dog. What up, dude?
Boys, fellas, good morning. How are you?
We're good, man.
Fantabulous.
Me and B went to the Caps game last night.
I saw you. You were sitting on the glass. Pretty good seats.
That was Saturday. I had the girls. Last night was just the boys.
Not glassies, though, last night.
Sweet seats.
Sweet seats. Chilling.
That's good. All you can eat, all you can drink. I know that's a pretty good deal.
You know that life. How much you think they needed that, even though they kind of coughed up a big lead? I think it was really important for them to get that win before you go to the Garden tomorrow night.
Yeah, people love to overreact. Look, it's an 82-game season. You're going to slump. You're going to lose three games in a row at some point. It happened to be right now. Lost to the Flames at home, lost to the Blues at home, lost to the Lightning at home. They came out flat. They didn't look great, kind of just bad performances. It happens. We're still the best team in the East by a long shot. I would say best team in the league because we did destroy the Jets when we played them a couple weeks ago. If you're worried at all about the Caps, I think you're just the silliest of geese. I think there's zero reason to be worried about them. Is a very strong team, a very good team, a team with great goaltending, a team that can score at any given minute. Last night, you know, blowing the lead, that was the only thing that I think last night was worse in a way than the losing three in a row, because you just can't squander 3-0 leads, especially late in the season and then going into the playoffs. But they found a way to win. I actually like the way the Senators play. I think they're a good team. It was a shootout win. It wasn't the prettiest win. A lot of bad penalties. The refereeing, as you tweeted, JP,
horrible.
Was horrendous. Yeah. And I am not a blame the refs guy ever. Very rarely am I a blame the refs guy. Last night was a very easy blame the refs guy. They were awful all night. The Caps still won. We're on to MSG tomorrow night.
Why is it when guys go up 2-0, 3-0, the other team always seems to get back into it?
You know, it's kind of, you used to play football, B-Mitch, I recall. It's kind of like when you go into a prevent defense. You rest on your laurels a little bit. You're not putting in 110% effort. You think that you just have this lead and you can get away with just coasting for the rest of the game. Hockey ain't like that. You know, it's you see it across the league all the time. They all, you know, there's that little bit, 2-0 is the worst lead in hockey.
Right.
It's probably a little bit psychological. Great teams don't blow 2-0, 3-0 leads. And the Caps didn't last night. We held on, got the win. If you're worried about this team, just grow up. Be an adult. There's nothing to worry about.
I wouldn't say I agree with you. Like, the fact that we were talking about this yesterday, the fact that they lost three in a row and still were 6 points clear for first place in the Eastern Conference is pretty damn telling.
We're 12 up in the Metro.
It's
quite the lead.
Right. All right, well, let's shift. arguably the biggest news of the weekend, Washington trading for Deebo Samuel. What's your reaction? How excited are you to add that kind of a playmaker to what Washington has?
Yeah, I like Deebo Samuel. I think that I tweeted and talked to you guys and shouted from the mountaintops and wrote letters to the editors nonstop about how badly this team needed another wide receiver besides Terry. I'll say it. I was a hater of the rest of the wide receiver room. Deami Brown, I could care less where he plays next year as long as it's not in Washington. Zacchaeus tried. He just wasn't the guy. Noah Brown is fine, but just isn't consistent enough to be a number two or really a number three. And McCaffrey couldn't even get on the field. This team terribly needed another wide receiver all season long. Jaden Daniels is so good at quarterback. He made these guys who would be fours and fives on every other team. He made them into competent wide receivers at times because he's so good at quarterback. But we really, truly just desperately needed wide receiver help all season. Deebo Samuel is exactly that. He's a few years removed from his best season where he had 1,400 receiving yards. He only had 670 this last season, but he can catch the ball. He can especially catch the ball at the line of scrimmage and make people miss. He was not motivated. I think even he would admit it in his final season in San Francisco. He seemed like he just really needed a new environment and a new place to play. I think he will be extremely motivated in Washington. I think he is not even close to being done as Eagles fans wish that he was. I have nothing but high hopes for Deebo Samuel.
But they added him, but just him and Terry can't get it done by themselves. So some of those guys that you say Jaden made them good, they did some stuff. They could be a big plus in a different position on this squad as well.
Absolutely. It's very helpful when you have a bunch of fours and fives, but you don't make them be the number two. They will be way more comfortable, I think, and I think we'll see it this coming up season. Like Zacchaeus, we're not going to make him have to catch 10 balls a game because he's not meant for that. He does not have the talent to be a number two wide receiver. And I'm not trying to poo-poo on him. It just is what it is. Some guys have it, some guys don't. He stepped up when he really, really tried to step up. He just clearly isn't that option you need as a number two wide receiver. We'll probably have to draft someone in the first few rounds and see what they can do as well. This wide receiver room, it's not our biggest need anymore now that we have Deebo Samuel, but it could certainly use another guy.
Yeah, I think Deebo, getting Deebo to me doesn't mean that OZ, Noah Brown, Deami Brown are all gone. I think at least one of those guys are back, maybe two of
them. I agree.
I also think they can add it wide out in the draft. It's funny, though, going into the season, I think everybody said D-line is how you got to win. B and I just went through the games, and three games against Philly, and Philly is now their target, right? Like, it's the whole NFL's target, but they got to play them twice.
Standard.
They're in the division. And in three games against Philly, they gave up on average about 220
about
rushing
670
per game.
Something yards.
Yeah, dude. How do you
Deebo
want them,
not going to help that.
Yeah, how do you want them to attack the D-line?
Bro, got to sumo wrestler. I don't know. How can you bring down Saquon? Using the Eagles as the example.
Saquon
is
behind that line.
Yeah, it's a little unfair because the Eagles' offensive line was dominant and Saquon, obviously, unbelievable. This team has to rebuild both sides of the trenches, offensive line and defensive line. I don't think it's any secret. This offensive line and defensive line was not quite there yet, and I think that was to be expected. I give them a lot of just like gold stars for what they tried to accomplish and how this team went to the NFC Championship game despite these flaws that we can talk about. And I don't want to only focus on, well, we need to upgrade the defensive line. Oh, the offensive line isn't good enough. While both true, they did everything and more. And I respect that so much. And now year two of the rebuild, the recalibration, whatever you want to call it, we're just going to add guys to the draft, probably get a veteran for the offensive line and free agency, plug people in where they need to be plugged in, and go from there. Both sides of the line of scrimmage will be improved this season, this coming up season, compared to last season. I think that's a no-brainer. It'll take time to find the right guys. I don't think we'll be a fully complete team even this season, because stuff just takes time. Guys have to develop. We're not 100% ready to compare ourselves to the powerhouses quite yet, despite making the NFC Championship game, because there's just holes that need to be filled on both sides of the line of scrimmage. It just is what it is.
But the expectations will be different. And I think, you know, you can't – that excuse of, oh, we're not going to be full doesn't make a difference. You're going to be playing against the team this year, and you better be able to get closer to them than you were, or you're going to have problems.
100%.
The expectations is no longer, oh, let's make a playoff. It's now everyone going to expect big things. And if you can add people to your team, especially on the defensive side of the ball, you got to.
I'm just trying to preach patience. I'm trying to preach that despite how good this team is, we still have to be patient. We still have to recognize that, you know, the last 5 years of the draft basically didn't exist. Nobody's here anymore, and we're starting over, and there's only so many picks in the draft, and you have a salary cap that you need to adhere to. If this isn't the year, give me one more year. But they're doing everything right. Adam Peters is doing everything right. I fully trust that he knows and understands how to build this team. And I think by the end of next season, we won't be having this conversation. We'll be booking flights to a Super Bowl.
I love that, Nate Dogg, that eternal Nate Dogg optimism. Talking with our friend Barstool Nate here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. This story came out. I got to say, I love the honesty here. There was a report that Debo was overweight last year. And he now, granted, this came after the trade and everything has happened, and he feels, I imagine, especially given his familiarity with Peters, he feels quite settled and excited. And Debo just quote tweeted the report. He's like, he said, I was 225, can't wait for this season to start, fresh start, new bow. So he's owning that he was 10 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. The dude had this weird pneumonia thing and then injuries. Like, I don't think it's that hard to see how that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Brian, what level of motivated player do you think Washington's getting here?
Scale 1 to 10, I'll go with a 10. Because, see, that story came from someone to try to make him look bad, okay? And whoever it is, the player going to think it was somebody inside the building. And that right there will just motivate the hell out of him. So if he come in,
but he's owning that it was true.
Okay, yeah, but he was true, but he had a pneumonia deal. When you gain weight during the season, something is going on. So if I'm a player and I was dealing with some issues and I was overweight, but you're now trying to act like I just didn't try to work out, that's a problem to me. So I think that's why the motivation will be even more. Because, yes, I can own it, but I also know the reason. See what I'm saying?
Nate, how excited are you for a motivated Debo, knowing the kind of player he can be when he's right?
Look, the Niners seemed to be a mess inside the locker room last year. McCaffrey went down. Ayuk was constantly in trade talks. Obviously, Debo was
then Ayuk in goes trade down. Talks
and traded. Yeah, and they end up going 6-11. And, I mean, Debo, he might just be like any old guy at a job who's looking around watching the corporation crumble and being like, why am I going to give 100% effort if nobody around me is giving 100% effort? And he kind of admitted it. Like you said, he's like, yeah, I was a little fat last year, is what it is. He has 1 year left on his contract. He's playing with a quarterback who I assume he's going to just thrive with in Jaden more than maybe he just didn't really vibe that well with Purdy. We don't know. But it seems like there was weird stuff going on in San Francisco all season. I think Debo will be very motivated, and he has to be, because Jaden's not going to let him rest on his laurels. He's not going to let him be fat. Like, if Debo's fat, Jaden won't tolerate that. So I think, you know, 10 out of 10 motivation. He's playing for a new contract. He's playing on a team that, you know, has aspirations higher than, as Bemis just said, this isn't hopefully we make the playoffs. This is, when are we making the Super Bowl? That's what this team's looking at right now. So, yeah, I think we're going to see vintage Debo Samuel. He's still on the correct side of 30, 29 years old. If he gets back down to 215, running 4.4s, like, sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, and I think what he's being asked to do is going to look a lot different than what he was asked to do in San Fran. And
it's a pass-oriented team.
I think Cliff's offense
he won't have to run it as much as he used to run it out
there. I agree with that. I think Cliff's offense is really, really good for him. The Debo stuff to me is really exciting, and it's a there's no naivete on this. Like there's it's eyes wide open for everybody involved. Debo knows the chance he's getting and what it means. Mm-hmm. Peters knows the risk he took, which is fairly minimal, but you did have this like elite chemistry and culture vibe that you don't want to mess up. So for Peters, it's a I know this dude. He's going to fit. And then for Debo, it's, all right, I got to make this work. So I think it's a little – it's there for both sides.
Yeah.
And I think that's just really exciting. I did want to ask you, Nate, before we let you go, dude, are you getting into Terps basketball mode? They got two games left, Michigan tomorrow night, Northwestern over the weekend. They're up to 13 in the AP poll. I legit don't know the last time we were up to 13. Maybe White Brian can track that down for me. Where are you at with the Turtles?
It's great. We briefly touched on it last Tuesday. But growing up, Maryland basketball was my number one thing. It was like Caps and Maryland basketball, 1A, 1B. Because that was, you know, ACC, Gary Williams, the games versus Duke, national television all the time, crazy atmosphere at Cole and then Comcast. And when Maryland's good at basketball, college basketball is better. It just is what it is. I think a lot of the students right now did not grow up with this unwavering love for Terps hoops because of just how tumultuous it's been. But now that we're good again and you're seeing Comcast get fired up again, I know Scott Van Pelt is buying T-shirts for every student. We're number 13
it's called
in
Xfinity
the country.
Now.
Oh, it's Xfinity? Whatever. the Crab 5, it's a very exciting time to be a fan of Maryland basketball again. I've been waiting for this for so long. We were good in 2020 when COVID shut down the season. I think we were first in the Big Ten when that happened.
Dude, I think they won the Big Ten, and then the season got shut down the next day. They beat Michigan. I want to say it was Michigan. They beat them at home. Now, granted, I think like six teams tied for the Big Ten title, but Maryland was one of them.
Yeah, so, you know, Derek Queen, he's going to be a lottery pick. So he won't be back next year. But the rest of the guys, Jacoby and Rodney Rice and Julian Reese, who came back after last season, it's great. It's very fun. It's going to make the tournament a lot of fun for everybody locally to watch and have a rooting interest in. And then hopefully, you know, this just is the spark that the program needs to keep bringing in 4 stars and 5 stars.
Yeah.
Keeping all the in-state guys at home. Well, it's a process. That hopefully will just – this will domino it.
They've gotten a bunch of cash. Remember there was that press release?
$10 million.
They got $10 million just for basketball. And football – $10 million helps in football, but you got 70 dudes on your roster. $10 million for hoops where you got a 12-man roster? I feel like that's real money. That 2020 season, they got screwed with COVID. They got up to 12th. They were ranked 12th when the year ended. Apparently, they got as high as number 3 that year.
We were 3rd that year? Jeez.
I don't know.
I don't remember that.
Listen to this. Yeah, you both know my boy Rudy, who's nuts. He's the biggest Maryland fan in the world. Rudy has a projections of where Maryland's first and second round destination is going to be. He's saying Providence, Seattle, Denver, Milwaukee, Wichita, Cleveland, Raleigh, Lexington. I would try to go to Providence, Raleigh, or maybe Lexington. I've never been to Kentucky. You ever been to Kentucky, B?
Yeah.
I bet Kentucky's fun.
Yeah, especially Louisville.
Nate Dogg, would you go to Providence for some Terps hoops?
Are you driving? I'll bring the snacks.
I mean, just take the train, dude.
We'll see.
New York to Providence is 50
like 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I've done it before. Very easy train ride.
You are the biggest sports fan that will never leave his apartment to go watch a game. Are you going to Caps Rangers tomorrow night?
I'm out of town. I'm in Vegas right now.
No, you're not.
You're lying.
For God, I'm in Vegas right now.
I don't
fall off that curb.
I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada right now.
Send me a picture.
No, I won't.
Text me. I got to go.
All right.
All right, that's our boy, Barstool Nate. Give him a follow on X at Barstool Nate. We come back. Let's go around the NFL, some of the reaction to the Deebo Samuel trade.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No love in the heart of the city. I got people fighting with me about Maryland basketball. Scarence Terrence, beat it.
Why are you fighting with you?
Says Maryland's not that good, no depth, and they can't hit threes. They can hit threes. Depth is a problem, but you get those long-ass TV timeouts in the NCAA tournament. Foul trouble is more concerning. I looked this up with the help of White Brian. You know the last time they've made a Sweet 16? Not won a Sweet 16. The last time they've made a Sweet 16.
When?
2015.
Wow. So, long time, dog.
Yeah. A second weekend.
Gary wouldn't have put up with that.
It's wild looking at Gary's run, man. I mean, from 93 to 03. Tournament every year. A lot of deep runs.
He had it going, bro.
He had it. Cooking. I would love a second weekend of the NCAA tournament. I'm not trying to be – that's not greedy, right? I just want a second weekend. I want Thursday, Saturday, and I want the next weekend.
You just want to get to the next weekend? Ask for what you want, man.
Ask for more than the second weekend.
Hey, no. I've always been told if you don't ask for what you want, you get what you ask for.
Here's one thing I really want. So you and I are going to be doing the show from MGM National Harbor – Thursday and Friday of opening weekend of the tournament.
Yeah.
I really want Maryland to be playing while we're on the air. Or maybe like tip off at 1. So we get to have some of the excitement while we're on the air, and then I get to chill and watch it.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, that's what I want. So NCAA tournament, if you're listening, I'd like the Terps, a 1 o'clock game.
I may just have to hang down there the whole time.
Thursday or Friday.
I'm going to handle it.
Dude, I was talking to Biagi this morning. We got to figure out what night we want to be the night. Because if we want to do Thursday, I might just ask Bees for a room and just stay there.
I think I'm supposed to be going to the Caps game with some folks, so I may be hanging around.
That Thursday night?
I think the Caps game is that Thursday.
I'll be watching hoops.
I'm going to be watching hoops too. I'm going to both of them.
The Caps play March 22nd. That's a Saturday. And they play March 20th.
That's the Thursday.
That's probably Thursday.
Yeah.
All We'll sort all that out. There's so much going on locally sports-wise. Dude, AU could really make the tournament. Mason, there's a bunch of – you know what, White Brian, here's an assignment for you.
I just got a call from AU. We could probably get the coach.
Dwayne Simpkins.
Yeah.
DeMatha, Maryland, AU now. I love when AU gets in the tournament. Mostly, there are a number of lunatic AU basketball fans. But do you know who's at the top of the list?
Who?
David Aldridge.
David Aldridge is?
I love DA. He is.
My buddy's son went to Blake Jolivet. He played there.
Perfect. I drive by AU every damn day. So I root for the Eagles. I want them to get in. I do like how the NIT has, like, AU will at least go to the NIT because they won the regular season conference tournament. White Brian, at 12:45, I want you to give me a DMV local hoop roundup. All right? Who's going to make the tournament? That's your assignment in an hour. We got positive news for the Nats, even if it probably isn't going to make an impact on the team this year. It's positive news. The Caps are absolutely killing it. The Wizards exist and might get Cooper Flagg.
There we go.
I think that's the best way I can sell it. But the best news is still the Commanders and then making this Deebo Samuel trade. And yeah, it's been, obviously, quarterback conversation nationally is the biggest story, but locally getting Deebo is just huge.
Humongous.
And Landini, I know you put some audio of kind of folks reacting to the Deebo trade. Let's hear kind of what folks are saying.
What's interesting, I'm somewhere in between you all two. Now, I am a fervent, yes, Deebo Samuel will make Jaden Daniels the best quarterback in the NFC.
Wow.
Because Jaden Daniels now has what all the other NFC quarterbacks have, a down-off guy.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts, give it to Saquon, down-off breather. Jordan Love, give it to Josh Jacobs, down-off. Matthew Stafford, throw a now pass to Puka Nacua, down-off. Jaden Daniels was not able to take any downs off last year because he did not have what I would suggest is a down-off guy. I can just get it to you, and I can take a down-off. I can throw you a now screen, Deebo, down-off. I can throw you a tunnel screen, Deebo, down-off. Oh, you in the backfield, I can give you a quick pitch, Deebo, down-off. Now you have a down-off guy. The other thing I would suggest, defensively, there are three things. Energy, effort, eye control. That's what defenses boil down to. Energy, effort, eye control. And you could also suggest, effort, eye control, and execution. Deebo Samuel will manipulate defenders' eye control. Now there is another player on defense that I have to focus on with my eyes. If I'm looking at Deebo, I might not be looking at Scary Terry. If I'm looking at Deebo, I might be out of my run fit, and Robinson Jr. might crease it. If I'm looking at Deebo, if you fake it to Deebo on a jet sweep, now I might lose contain, and Jaden Daniels might pull it. Now you have another player on offense who can manipulate a defender's eye control. They did not have that last year. The only player you're worried about is Scary Terry. In the red zone, you're also worried about my dog, Zach Ertz. But in the field of play, the only person you're worried about is Scary Terry. Now insert Deebo. You manipulate eye control. You can undermine one of the three factors that is to defense, which is energy. You also have execution and then eye control. I think he makes Jaden the best in the NFC.
Like that.
I think you could argue Jaden was already the best in the NFC. I mean, what they put together last year, and B, you always say this, right? And so let's not be like too much of blind homers about it, but you always say for rookies, you got to see a second year of it. And Stroud did take a step back. I don't think that'll happen with Jaden, but I understand if folks want to be a little hesitant.
A little cynical?
I mean, I think you could be hesitant to declare a second-year player the best in the conference. Mm-hmm. But, like, who is – well, what is the conversation for best quarterbacks in the NFC? Stafford, Goff, Hurts, Jaden?
Yeah. You got my man Love.
Yeah.
Love's good.
Last year he kind of stepped back. He dealt with some injuries. I mean, that NFC South, dude, it's Penix, Bryce Young, the ghost of Derek Carr.
Baker, better than them.
Baker could play.
Baker could play.
Baker's proven he could play.
Yeah.
Kyler. Like, I think you can make an honest case. Jaden's already the best quarterback. Maybe that in the NFC. Perhaps that's unfair to a guy like Matt Stafford that has a ring and has done it a long time.
You can put him up top five.
Oh, for sure.
It's just, you don't have to put him at top Top five.
If he performs like he did last year again, and dude, I think if you go back and watch all of it, those couple games he played after the rib injury where he clearly wasn't feeling his best and the numbers were pretty stunted, if you get a full healthy year, sky's the limit. I know that much.
It is.
I think Debo helps a lot. I don't often land on the same page as Emmanuel Acho in the clip there, but having the ability to run those receiver screens or those jet sweeps, all that kind of stuff, the gadget kind of stuff that Cliff runs a ton of and that Debo excels at,
will make a world of difference.
It's such an advantage. I mean, what's it like when he talks about the down off guys? Like, you know, you can give it to Saquon. You know, you can just lean on.
It's not all on you. And I think that's the whole thing where, you know, that's also the thing when you come to your offensive line where you don't always have to be constantly moving. You watch some quarterbacks, they rarely use excessive energy. Jaden had to use a lot of energy last year to make sure he could move, do this or that. You take that away from him, now I can just focus on delivering. Different ball game. And you get a guy like Adebo out there who, when he catches the ball on the edge with a defensive back, he has advantage, hands down.
Totally.
You know, defensive back doesn't want to deal with that turning up.
Business decision.
Yeah.
You mentioned something interesting, the constant movement and then focus on delivering. If that is what you're looking for, there's only one company to call. Metropolitan Moving and Storage. They are constantly delivering, just like Jaden Daniels. I've known the guys that own this company since we were in high school. They've built something to where Metropolitan Moving and Storage is the best in the D.C. area. They can take care of you, whatever you need. Call Justin, call John. 301-279-0090, 301-279-0090. Here's where they can make a difference. They have three decades of best-in-industry service and experience. Not only can they help you move, but they can store whatever you need. They can do commercial moving. They can do residential moving. They know the best agents. They know the best people to talk. Whatever personalized attention you need, say you've got sculptures or artwork or chandeliers or antique tables, they'll take care of it. They'll send a moving consultant over to your office, over to your house, give you a free on-site estimate. And listen to this because it's important, especially with the long-distance move. There will be no truck space sharing. I've known these dudes close to 30 years. Sadly, that's a testament to how old I am, but also how good they are at their jobs. Hit them up, Metropolitan Moving and Storage, 301-279-0090. If you're watching on the stream, I'm wearing my silly Metropolitan Moving and Storage quarter zip. This joint is nice. I saw White Mike was wearing his this morning, too. Hit him up, DCMetropolitanMoving.com, DCMetropolitanMoving.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are million bucks. Are Masters clips not available on YouTube? Is the Masters that powerful that they like have shut down their clips going to YouTube?
Could be.
I just got this email from this research group. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I can tell you in my life, so I actually have heard of this brand. Galvin Green is like a high-end golf gear.
Yeah.
They have analyzed what YouTube videos have been watched the most about golf.
What's that?
Now, maybe these are only PGA moments, which would then take the Masters out. But by far, the most iconic image in my head is Tiger chipping in on 16 at Augusta.
Yeah.
And I can hear the call. I can remember the...
I see it hesitating.
Yeah, dude. I also remember where I watched that, when I watched it. I was at Dave Dale's house, and he was like the first dude I knew with HDTV. And watching that was incredible. All right, so these are just PGA moments.
Mm-hmm.
The most viewed PGA moments on YouTube. I watch a lot of golf, dude. And I don't remember the number one most viewed PGA moment on YouTube is when Goldberg tossed the fan into the water in 2002. The wrestler, I'm guessing.
I don't remember ever seeing that.
I don't either. Now, maybe some of this is just because it's been on YouTube the longest, but
probably.
Matt Kuchar's must-see shot on number 17 at the Players. Did he have a hole-in-one at Sawgrass or something?
Mm-hmm.
I do remember this one. Sergio Garcia climbed a tree to hit a one-handed shot at Bay Hill. Remember that one?
Yeah.
I'm ignoring toddler swing analysis. I don't even know what that is.
Who?
All right, I remember this one. You remember when Rory's ball bounced into the dude's pocket?
You have to play it as it lies.
Yeah.
Do you have to hit it out the pocket?
Nah, man. I think they put it down. That's just so bizarre. I think, dude, the Masters is... Oh, friends. I can't wait for that. All right, we're going to talk to Alan May in about 10 minutes, kind of break down what the Caps need to do to get back to winning, but... As Nate said earlier, at this point with the Caps, it's more about how late of a run can they go on, knowing hockey is an insane sport.
Yeah.
And insane stuff.
Things happen weird all the time.
Insane things happen all the time, and it's very, very bizarre. But we're going to do our Commanders free agent preview. Today we're doing edge and tackles. There's specifically one edge player that I don't think is getting enough run that should get run. More conversation anyway.
Edge player, free agency? I probably know who you're talking about.
Not in free agent. Currently not a free agent.
All right. I know exactly what you're talking about.
The other part of this is we get so caught up. There's going to be a lot of people that become available in the next 5 days.
That are not right now.
Guys are going to get released.
Yeah.
Anthony Armstrong, friend of the program, former Redskins wide receiver, just tweeted me, Debo checks a lot of boxes and add in the familiarity. Plus, he's a dog. Love that attitude on offense. Now get one of those big-ass boom boxes. You know the big-ass boom boxes
him and Trent
walk out with? They have one of those. That's if you're in the Commander's locker room, that's when they play music across the locker room, it's coming. They have, you know where the scale is by the drinks, like that pillar right when you first walk in?
Mm-hmm.
They have a big-ass boombox right there. So they have big-ass boomboxes available.
Believe me, if they didn't have one, someone would get them one.
Right. Debo could bring his own.
Yeah.
He's about to get a $17 million roster bonus. He can get one.
Hell yeah.
dude, if there's one thing, is wild to me. It's so Jordan Renan covers the Giants.
Mm-hmm.
Now thinking they're going to trade up for Cam Ward. Yo, B, they draft. The Giants right now have the third pick. Couldn't you just get Shador at three?
Yeah, but maybe they don't like Shador. Maybe they don't like the stuff that comes with Shador.
Kind of hard to
maybe
think otherwise.
Maybe they think Cam may be the better guy.
Unless
Joe Shane does not want to deal with Deion. No. He's going to lose that one.
I could see you going. There is an avenue where they're just all in on Cam Ward, and they think he's the winner, and it's not about not liking Shador. It's just about loving Cam Ward.
Could be.
That could be the possibility. But I think it could also just be, yo, we don't want that dude and everything that's coming with it. Yeah. And I'm telling you, I heard on this podcast today that Shador bombed some interviews in New York or in Indy. I had an incredibly bizarre experience with Shador and Deion at the Super Bowl. If you don't want to talk,
don't talk.
Nobody makes you walk the red carpet where it's nothing but media to talk to. And you're Deion. Like you could. So the way the red carpet was set up at NFL Honors, it is a series of kind of loops.
Yeah.
Where you walk in and it's national media, right? And it's like Access Hollywood. Like it's national media that isn't NFL media.
Yeah.
That I can understand if Deion wants to do that. And then you make this left turn and it's all these photographers. There's hundreds and hundreds of photographers. Then you have to make another left turn and it's all local media from around the country. Plenty of people just eschewed that little loop and just walked into the theater. Like it's easy to do. There's an opening. A lot of people did it. Deion and Shador chose not to do that, looped through, but then were disinterested in talking, which was just, and disinterest is a hard word to explain how weird it was, because they would, you'd be like, hey, can I, for me, I was like, hey, can I ask you a question about Jaden Daniels? And there was this like aloofness about like, man, I'm a college guy. And I'm like, you didn't watch any Jaden Daniels?
Yeah, you're not about to be college. You're done with college, fool. You're already trying to get to the next level.
And like, Deion is a guy who grew up playing football, coaches football, obviously loves football.
Yeah.
There's no way he doesn't have an opinion on Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, but you know, I can't talk about nobody else. I got to promote my son now.
He's completely entitled to not answer questions. But don't like, it was a very bizarre like half step and then this look of, I'm not connected to you on this planet. It was very, very bizarre. Do you remember talking to
you
Jamie?
You came and told me that.
Do you remember talking to Jamie Foxx at the Minnesota Super Bowl during the Imagine Dragons concert?
Mm-hmm.
That's the only other time I've gotten this level of like, me and this dude are speaking.
But he don't see me.
But like we're on separate galaxies. That's the best way I can explain it, man. Alan May joins us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.